Matthew 11:29, Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." The favorite subject of the Christian ought to be Jesus. And that ought to be a no-brainer, but I find that most of us focus on just about everything but Jesus a lot of the time. Matthew 11:29, you see where Jesus said, "Learn of me." In John 5:39, Jesus said, "Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." From Genesis to Revelation, the main point of the Bible is Jesus. Just think of the book of Genesis alone. We see Jesus all over that first book of the Bible, beginning with the very first verse. He is the Creator in Genesis 1:1 when it says, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." And then we are told in John 1:1-3, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." So we see Jesus in that very first verse of the Bible, and references to Jesus being Creator are numerous throughout the Bible, and we'll look at those in the next devotionals. And we're told in Paul's epistle to the Hebrews, in Hebrews 10:7, that Messiah Jesus is speaking, and we read, "Then said I, Lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, to do thy will, O God." When you see Jesus in the Bible, it makes Bible reading and Bible study an amazing experience. We should not just know Jesus as our Lord and Savior, which is the most important thing, but get to know Him in every detail given to us in the Bible, which is God's holy word. And that is what this devotional series, simply titled About Jesus, will be all about. These will be originally published each Wednesday and then posted with an embedded playlist on our website at bbfohio.com, with the intention of making them easily and readily available to all who would like to learn about Jesus in this format of short devotional study videos. It may seem like a no-brainer when we say that Christians should find Jesus as their favorite subject, but the fact is he gets pushed aside by too many of us all too often. Churches get focused on particular doctrines, denominational agendas, fundraising projects, programs to meet those felt needs, and on the list grows. And the person of Jesus gets lost in all the noise. And the same thing can happen to us in our individual lives. In addition to attending a church that loses sight of Jesus, it would appear that way too many Christians get lost in the busyness and business of life, leaving Jesus behind. These devotionals cannot and should not be the sum total of our focus on Jesus. Obviously, they're not intended to do that. But what we hope to do is plant a little seed of thought about Jesus in your mind and heart that will grow and flourish throughout the week. And then you can get another seed for thought the following week, week after week, right in the middle of our busy week. We will provide some focus. We'll put our eyes back on Jesus, the man in the middle, crucified between two thieves, shedding his blood and dying in order to save us from our sins and to give each and every believer the gift of eternal life. And we're not talking about a once great man who died and left a legacy, by the way. We're talking about the man, capital M, who was God in human form, born in Bethlehem as man, but from everlasting, according to Micah 5:2. And once he fulfilled his purpose to die and pay for our sins with his own blood, he rose from the dead and conquered sin and death, as we read the words of the angel in Mark 16:6. "And he saith unto them, Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him." We find eternal life in Jesus. We find forgiveness of sin in Jesus. We find a peace that passes all understanding in Jesus. So we invite you to join us in these devotionals all about Jesus.